I had had a letter from the school back in 1952 saying that they had traced my mother, that she had eventually married and had two daughters. Unfortunately, her marriage broke up, and the girls were aged 10 and 16 at the time, and she'd had a very hard life, and she really didn't want to do anything about meeting me at that time, and hoped I would understand. But she did allow them to let me know what her maiden name was, which was Whittle. And then I came up to see Val Molloy, and again, she gave me information about my mother and letters that my mother had written. One when I was in the October, when I would have been 4 months old, she inquired after me and asked if she could have a photograph, but unfortunately, they had to tell her that they didn't allow photos, which was sad, really. And when I found I had some information about my mother's maiden name and that I had two half sisters, I first went to the archives at Kew to see if I could find out anything about my half sisters. And I found out their names and how old they were. And I managed to get their birth certificates. And my granddaughter Sarah, with the information that I had from the foundation and from the archives at Kew, she put this onto the internet and traced where my two sisters were. And one was living in Basingstoke, Pat, who's 6 years younger than me, and my other sister Merle, who's 10 years younger, she's in Southern Ireland, where my mother was actually born. Because my mother came over from Ireland when she was in her early 20s and went into domestic work. And I visited the archives, and I also visited when I knew the place where I was born and where mother worked and where she was married. And then, with the help of my granddaughter Sarah, putting all this information onto the internet, she traced my two sisters, and in September of last year, they actually came to visit me. Merle was over in London visiting her sister, and they came. My sister Pat and Merle and Merle's daughter Adrian, my niece, came to my home to visit me. And Merle, before they came to visit me, Merle sent me several photos. She said, "I thought you'd like to have some photos of mother and that before we meet, so you can sort of get an idea of what she was like and everything." So they came to me and had the day with me, and as I said, I felt so at ease with them from the moment we met. I'm so fortunate, you know, that I know it's happened very late, you know, in my life, but at least now I have found out, you know, about my mother and to have pictures of her. And as I said, I do get very emotional when I'm on my own and I think about her and look at her pictures. I carry them around with me all the time. I put them in a frame, then I take them out again. I hold no remorse, you know, against her or anything. I just sort of think there, but for the grace of God, go I. Could have happens to anybody. But as I said, I just you know, think so often about how you know my sisters have accepted me, you know, because it couldn't. I mean, I said to them that day when they came, I said, you know, it could have been different, you know. You might have, you know, might not wanted to know. Why wouldn't we want to know? You're our sister. So, it's wonderful.